All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world since he rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us. Because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice. Dedicate everything to him. Stay obedient and trust him in everything you got going in your life forevermore. Most definitely always forevermore, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. All the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all under the earth, everywhere. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures in Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you too. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, encounters with the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted or grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, crowd to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil. Let's stay on our purpose and calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Fear God and keep the commandments. Know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Work out your own salvation with trouble and fear and be a doer of the word. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, morals, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart, keep the law in your mind, in the inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward in your journey, people, forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God in your life. Always show people, give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way to the life every single day, forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. All right, today's message, what I'd love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out the priestly blessing. And I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son who died for the world, since he rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right. The daily prayer is based on Acts chapter 2, verse 38. It starts off with a quote, "Elevation always comes before revelation. God calls us higher so we can see clearer." Quote. Scripture of the day. "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Prayer. "Lord Jesus, it is only through repentance that my heart and will are changed. Baptism is the symbol identification with the death and resurrection of Christ that washes my old nature away and releases the resurrection power of Christ into my life. My old nature is reckoned dead and my new life begins. Your Holy Spirit seals this blessing on my heart and fills me with a clean spirit. I receive the gift of your Holy Spirit and rejoice in the newness of life. Baptism is an act of obedience that empowers me to serve you, since the chains of the flesh are washed away." Amen. Elijah's story on Mount Carmel began long before the rain fell. It started with an ear, a heart tuned to heaven's frequencies. He prayed until he heard, spoke what he heard, and stayed until it came to pass. Faith for breakthrough doesn't begin with thunder, it begins with a whisper. When Elijah rebuilt the altar, he didn't just fix stones, he restored unity among God's people. Revival still starts there. Humble hearts, repentant prayers, and costly obedience. The rain falls on rebuilt altars. Maybe today your sky feels silent, your prayers unanswered, but remember, Elijah was human just like us. James chapter 5, verse 17. Keep bowing, keep listening. The little cloud is already forming. Fruit of spirit, action, humility. Ask someone to pray for you. You know, we all pray for each other all the time, people, okay? The nightly prayer is also based on Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2. Starts off with a different scripture. "Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Psalm 62, verse 8. Devotion based on Psalm 62. "All times eliminates trust conditions, good times, bad times, confusing times. Pour out suggests complete emotional emptying. Hearts get heavy. God advice the poor. No feeling too raw, no emotion too intense. Before him means in his presence, not just about him to others. The promise follows. God is a refuge. Poured out hearts, find divine shelter. God can handle your honesty. He prefers it to pretense. Trust enables transparency. Transparency deepens trust. Acts reflection, adoration. Trustworthy God, you welcome poured out hearts. You shelter those who trust you. I worship you, divine refuge. Confession, I confess withholding my heart at times instead of pouring it out. Thanksgiving, thank you for being trustworthy at all times. Supplication, help me pour out my heart trustingly before you today and forevermore." Prayer with the scripture. Scripture, "I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2. Heavenly Father, tonight my soul looks upward. As the stars cover the firmament, so does your providence cover me. The day's burdens have accumulated, and tomorrow will have its fair share of struggles. But where does my help come from? I declare with confidence that it comes from you. You have been the one to sustain me throughout the day, and I know you will keep me tonight as I sleep. There is no space I could wander into that is outside your reach and ability to help me. There is no distance I could run that would ever take from your loving protection. You are before me and always with me. Those who run from you will not slumber, but tonight I will sleep soundly in your sanctuary. As I lay down and the day's burdens fade into memory, I pray that you refresh me and fill me with a new purpose. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We touch and agree. Prayer for community, just prayers for everyone having a difficult time to navigate through these things, and prayers for everyone's well-being, amen. We touch and agree. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Prayers for all demographics, all ends of the earth, everybody. Praise the Lord, y'all. He's the name above all names. Hallelujah. Praise him. The last Adam, the second Adam. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him. The almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord. The Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise him. The God of the living. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author, finisher of our faith, the author, perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the author of the Lamb's book of life, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the abundant life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yahuwah, Elohim, Yah, Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is a King of Israel. Amen. He's a King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, the King with multiple crowns, very beautiful King, glorious conquering King. Praise the Lord. He's the King with multiple crowns. Praise the Lord. The Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of the harvest, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrected and Life Giver, the Abundant Life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The Revelation, Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example. The Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd, the Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Descendant of Abraham, Son of Abraham, Son of David, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him. The Son of Righteousness, the Son of Joseph, the Son of Mary, the Consecrated Son, the Holy Thing, the Tabernacle, the Sanctuary, the Temple, the One Sacrifice, the Teacher, the Rabbi, the Rabbani, the Suffering Symbol, the Star out of Jacob, the Manna from Heaven, the Bread of Life, the Bread from Heaven, the Sustainer, the Sufficient One, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. He's the Truth, amen. He's the Way, hallelujah. He is the Way, Truth, and Life. Praise Him, the Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Way Everlasting, the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word made flesh, the living Word, the Word of Yehovah, the Word of Yah, hallelujah, praise Him most definitely. We know that His Word is pure, fine, silver, fine, the furnace of clay, seven times David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that His Word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. And we touch and agree. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting King. He is the Way everlasting. We touch and agree on that, y'all. Stay blessed and strong forever. Keep God first every single day forever. A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your personal life. The Most High God is, y'all. Watch how He answers our prayers and how He changes our lives and how much He's going to do amazing things for us. Amen. So I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.